If you would be turning in your Old Testaments to Psalm chapter 1, Book of Psalms, and the first Psalm, we'll be looking at Psalm 1 and Psalm 2 in the few moments that I have with you tonight. If you haven't noticed, this world that we live in is a scary place. If you've been reading the news recently, or pretty much if you've been anywhere around and haven't been hiding under a rock for the past several years, there are many, many scary things that we see going on in our world. One of the points of concern for me, I hope to one day be a father, and one of the scary thoughts about being a father is, how am I going to raise this child to be in the world and not of the world, because of how scary a world this place is. I'm curious to maybe hear some of the thoughts of some of those that have been on this earth for longer than I have. And I assume in some ways it's worse, but I assume also in other ways it's the same thing. When you were my age, I'm sure there were things that happened where you thought the same thing. What's this world coming to? It's a scary place. It's a scary time that we live in. And so tonight, in the few moments I have with you, I want to offer you some words of encouragement, some words of comfort by looking at the first two Psalms here. I'm beginning reading in Psalm 1. And the writer here says, "Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper." And so we see here, we need to take comfort in the fact that if we follow God's Word, if we delight in the law of the Lord, as it says there in verse 2, that we are going to be comforted, we are going to prosper in whatever we do, and we are going to have that comfort and that hope that is talked about so much throughout God's Word. Continues on there in verse 4 to talk about the ungodly in contrast to those who follow the law of the Lord. The ungodly, in verse 4, are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind drives away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. And so we see the contrast there between those who delight in the law of the Lord and those who do not, those who are ungodly, and the outcome of those two groups. And then in verse 6, it summed up very well, where it talks about the person who knows the difference. It says, "The Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish." Sometimes it's easy to get discouraged in this world because we know the difference between right and wrong, because we are followers of God's Word. We delight in His law, and so we are able to discern both good and evil. But there are many in the world today who call good evil and evil good, and sometimes that can be a discouragement. But we can take comfort in the fact that the Lord, He knows the ways of the righteous. He knows the difference between the righteous and the ungodly. And we know that we shall have our reward if we continue in that righteousness. And in the same sense, the ungodly, if they continue in their ways, they will perish. And then in Psalm 2, it goes a little further with that thought, talking about the rest of the world and the many things that we see in this world. We see chaos, we see destruction, we see famine, hunger, we see war. In Psalm 2, the writer says, "Why do the nations rage and the people plot a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against His anointed, saying, let us break their bonds in pieces and cast away their cords from us." I think we certainly can compare that today when we see the many, many groups and many nations, many religions that are against followers of God and against those who are trying to do the will of the Lord. Continuing on in verse 4, he says, "He who sits in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall hold them in derision. Then he shall speak to them in his wrath and distress them in his deep displeasure. Yet I have set my king on my holy hill of Zion. I will declare the decree. The Lord has said to me, you are my son. Today I have begotten you. Ask of me and I will give you the nations of your inheritance and the ends of the earth for your possession. You shall break them with a rod of iron. You shall dash them to pieces like a potter's vessel. Now therefore be wise, O kings, be instructed, you judges of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son, lest He be angry and you perish in the way, when His wrath is kindled but a little. Blessed are those who put their trust in Him. If we put our trust in God and we put our trust in His law and His words, then we're going to be blessed. And we're not going to have to worry about all those many things that we see in the world today. And so I think this is a great couple of passages. And of course, the entire book of Psalm we can go to and see words of comfort like this. But it helps us to take comfort in knowing that if we follow God's Word and we are found acceptable to Him, that we'll have that hope, that we'll be blessed. And we don't have to worry about all the things of this world that we see day in and day out. And so with those words, I want to offer an invitation to those who are here tonight. There may be some in the audience who have not become a child of God, who have not delighted in His law and have not followed His ways. And we want to offer an opportunity to you this evening to come forward and to put on Christ in baptism and become a child of His, so that you can be blessed, just as we talked about in that those words from the Psalms that we read. If we can help you in any way, we ask that you would come forward as we now stand and sing the song of invitation.